ever considered that we are living in a unique time, that something world-changing is about to happen, and that it might concern you? If so, you're in the right place. Keep listening, and you'll hear thought-provoking views behind the news that point to a new and better future for all. Many people now sense that humanity is not alone. So consider this. If the Christ or the Buddha walked among us today as modern men, would we recognize them? What would they be saying? And most importantly, would we listen? Every Sunday on this program, Share International Radio will examine extraordinary events that are unfolding behind the headline news. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for. And now, welcome to this week's show.
Welcome indeed to our show. This is your host, Diana Gold-Holland, calling you from sunny today, Vancouver, B.C. Although at the other end of the country, they have called out the storm troops and the military because of flood disasters occurring. So let's have a little thought here for the victims of environmental disaster growing more and more throughout the world. That, however, is not our theme for today. Our theme for today is conscious entrepreneurship. But before we get down to that, let me, as usual, for our new listeners, and we welcome you especially, for our new listeners, let me give the premises of our show right away. First of all, that we are not alone as humanity. We never have been, but soon it will be very, very clear that we definitely are not alone. At this time of great upheaval and tumult and transition here on the planet, we have in our midst, emerging now, a group of very advanced teachers who are called the Masters of Wisdom, perfected beings who are omniscient, who have gone ahead of us and gained control over all of their senses, the physical realities, who are master scientists, who are, in fact, masters of wisdom, in line with the plan for this planet at this time. At their head stands the Lord Maitreya, and I will spell that for you, Maitreya. It is a Buddhist name, meaning the happy one or the compassionate one. And it is the name used by the Buddhist to speak of their expected teacher, who was foretold by Gautama Buddha himself some 2,000 years ago and more, to be coming. He said a great Buddha like himself would come at a time of very great darkness in the world to help illumine the path forward. So this, of course, is the role of Maitreya. He is called in modern parlance the world teacher for the coming age, the age of Aquarius now dawning. But he is also known by various names by all of the great religions who they too expect their teacher. So he is known as the Christ for the Christians. He is known as the Messiah for the Jews, the Imam Mahdi for the Muslim faith, etc., etc. And so he represents the power and the consciousness, the Christ consciousness, the power of love, embodying this divine aspect of the Godhead at this time on earth, and stands at the head of these great teachers to help guide us forward. We will be talking today as part of our discussion with my guest a bit about Sai Baba, who many of you will know of. He has gone beyond, he has transitioned now, but Sai Baba was a great spiritual avatar living in southern India, and had many, many devotees. He had one of the tightest connections with the Godhead, and he and Maitreya worked side by side, relentlessly, day by day, in, of course, the spiritual and etheric realms. So Sai Baba is this great teacher. Again, I will spell this for you, S-A-I-B-A-B-A, revered literally by thousands and thousands of people in the Eastern world. So you may want to check that out as well. All of this you can find out about on the website www.share-international.org. That's share, S-H-A-R-E, as in sharing. And it is also the root of our information here on the program, which is Share on the Air Radio. So those are our premises. I invite you to sit back now and enjoy my interview with my guest today, who is Bernard Clavière. He is a French fasting advocate and the author of a very successful book on fasting, whose title translates roughly as, What If We Quit Eating From Time to Time? It's the title of his book. Not often do you see book titles as questions, but this was a very good one. What if we quit eating from time to time? Bernard maintains that as a society, we're living to a great extent under a form of collective hypnotism today. And he encourages people to wake up and take responsibility for managing their life, their emotions, and of course, their health. Starting out as a sickly child, he vowed at the age of 18 that he would get healthy using natural products and practices, not drugs and medicine, and that he would never see a doctor again. To accomplish this, he completely changed his way of living and, as he says, his relationship with others and with the universe itself. And he has not seen a doctor since. So with my great, it's a great pleasure, Bernard, bienvenue sur l'émission. Welcome to our show. And
hello,
why
Diana.
Don't you start? Hi. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit more about yourself and your journey?
Oh my, that's a long story. I mean, it looks like from a very early age. I mean, I am now 63. From a very early age, it's amazing. But when I was going to church, because in the village where I was living, all the kids were going to church on Sunday. You see, and I've always had a very special relationship with Jesus. I mean, Jesus was my friend, and I would talk to him, and I had no idea who Jesus was, really. But it's something beyond explanation. And when I grew up, when I was a student, I was initiated into transcendental meditation. Well, apparently nothing to do with Jesus, but still, Jesus was always with me, and like a close friend. So I started initiating people into transcendental meditation. You remember from the Maharishi, Mahesh Yogi, yeah?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Clint Eastwood has been many, and the Beatles, and Maya Farrow, and many, many other people have been his disciples at that time. And, well, after transcendental meditation, I was traveling in California, and I heard the name Satya Sai Baba. And that blew my mind, and I started asking questions, and the guy told me, well, here I have some information, and you can go to L.A., and you will go to this place, to this center. And I discovered who Satya Sai Baba was, and that was really another page, another chapter of my life. And then, okay, I tried
to... Tell us who Satya Sai Baba actually is, so for our listeners to know as well.
I mean, according to what I feel, Sai Baba is a very, very advanced spiritual master. I mean, he's an avatar. I hope our listeners understand more or less what an avatar is. An avatar is God incarnated. So there has been many, many more avatars before him And there's been other avatars at the same time when Sai Baba was living, and there will be more avatars in the future. But Sai Baba has been very famous because there were millions of disciples, millions of people flocking to India. I've been to his ashram in India, and he would perform miracles in front of people's eyes. I mean, without any doubt that those feats were totally miraculous, and he would heal people. There's tons of books about Sai Baba. So that really transformed my life. I mean, not Sai Baba himself, but his teachings, what he would convey in his talks and etc. And then someday I was in India in his ashram, in Sai Baba's ashram, and I joined a group of people listening to a lady, and that lady was talking about the masters of wisdom. And she was explaining that our planet has been guided and accompanied all through his long, long evolution by this group of highly advanced people, with the one called Maitreya at their head, the most advanced, the wisest of those masters. And that was another time in my life where I felt like the last piece of the puzzle came into place, you know. I listened to that lady, and it all fit together. And finally, I could tell who Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was, who Jesus was, who the Christ is, I mean, who Sai Baba is, etc.
Thank you, Belnau. To our listeners, stay with us, and we will talk when we come back on the other side of the break about Belnau's actual livelihood and how he incorporated these great teachings that he...
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcott, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Want to help build the coming golden age? Want to experience the Aquarian energies of love, light, and power? Transmission meditation is a simple way for you and two or more friends to do just that and accelerate your own spiritual growth at the same time. Check out Transmission Meditation at shareontheairradio.org. That's shareontheairradio.org.
Hey everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than cooking up a big meal for the whole family and lots of friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in our country who struggle with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids. But they can't do it without your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. My guest today is Belnau Clavière, a fasting advocate in France who has founded a very successful company, a natural products company, on many of the teachings he learned through his own spiritual journey that he was talking to us a little bit about before the blog, before the break. So Bernard, as he mentioned, went from finding out about transcendental meditation to visiting Sai Baba and there hearing about the presence of Maitreya and the spiritual masters. I just want to cut forward rather quickly, Bernard, so that we can talk more about your business philosophy of entrepreneurism. Bernard told me that after finding out about Maitreya, he went to London, England to follow up with the chief spokesman for the emergence of Maitreya, who is a British author and esotericist, now deceased, called Benjamin Creme. That's C-R-E-M-E. And Bernard subscribed to the magazine, Share International, which, as I mentioned, is much of our information, the source of much of our information, and Benjamin Creme was chief editor of that magazine. Again, you can find that at www.share-international.org. And then, Bernard, I heard you traveled somewhat in Spain and were a bit frustrated in not being able to tell too many people about the reappearance. So you ended up back in France and founding your company. Is that correct?
Yes, I lived 25 years in Spain, but I was subscribing to the Share International magazine, reading Benjamin Creme's books and reading the Alice Bailey's books and everything. But I felt a bit too lonely there. I mean, spiritually lonely. Even if the masters are always with me, of course, and Jesus and Maitreya and all the others. But I wanted to talk to the people about my. This new passion of mine is more than a passion, it's my innermost reality. So I came back to France, I started to give lectures, and I lectures about the presence of the masters on this planet and their mission, their work, and their soon to come appearance physically. I mean, they've always been here, but beyond the curtains of reality, now we will see them, we'll be able to talk to them very soon, I believe. This is my deepest belief, and I hope this time will come very soon. I believe the world is ready for that. So I started a company, and I decided very early that I wanted to manage this company along the lines of the teachings given by Maitreya and the masters. And well, personally, money has never been a goal in my life, and I wanted to share as much as I could freely. We even give people products freely if they can't pay for them, you know. And And this company is a success. I don't know why. Maybe what we offer is good. Probably, I guess, I suppose. And maybe we are an example of what business will be in the future. I tend to believe that. And well, what else?
Okay, so what is different and innovative about your company, and what ties it to these principles of as you were saying, we've talked many times on this program about Maitreya's priorities and his central message, which is share and save the world. So what's different about your company, what's innovative, and how does it fit in with those principles?
Well, I believe the first idea is not to want to become rich. Money is a tool. Money has become a merchandise, but I believe it should have stayed a tool. Today, we rent money, we buy money, we sell money like we would a pair of shoes or houses or anything else. Money is a product. And I believe money should come back to this normal status as a tool to exchange goods. And I believe humanity will have to learn this. Now we've become obsessed with becoming rich. I think there's nothing more boring than becoming rich. I mean, most people think in America think that becoming rich is the goal of life. I mean, this is so sad. I believe this is very sad to think that becoming rich could be the goal of one's life. The common good is should be our goal, and I think this is much more motivating than just money. Helping others, helping alleviate suffering, helping people getting out of sickness. I mean, because my company has to do with helping people heal themselves. My book is about fasting. Fasting is the first, the oldest natural method to heal yourself. I mean, animals fast spontaneously, and they haven't read my book so far, I believe. They've never listened to me speaking. Animals just stop eating because hunger doesn't go together with sickness. This is a natural law. You can't be sick and hungry at the same time, unless you're really, really in a bad shape. I mean, you've lost contact with the laws of nature totally. But this is a law of nature. Hunger and sickness don't go together. So my book is about rehabilitating. Is that a right word in English? Fasting.
Oh, yes.
As a normal thing, it is much more dangerous to not fast than to fast. Fast is a normal thing that everybody once in a while regularly should just stop eating one day, 2 days, 1 week, 2 weeks. If you're in a bad shape, if you have a disease, you should, fast. As long as health doesn't come back, but as a preventory method, also it's excellent to fast 1 day a week or one week every change of season. So, and this is what we teach in my company. We teach people how to heal themselves without money. And this is what I call the les moyens naturels de santé. We could translate that natural means to health, because I believe health cannot be bought. Health cannot be bought. Health cannot come from outside, only from inside. If you go with the laws of nature, if you learn them and try to apply them in your daily life, the natural results, the spontaneous result, will be a healthy life and a deeply, deeply satisfying state of mind, managing your emotion. I mean, a balanced life.
Right, and this all is what of I this do, and, without and huge, do. All of this without a huge outlay of money. So that is a very interesting concept, which will be hopeful to many, many people who are listening. Now, we don't have too much time left before our next break. But so how did you incorporate some of these philosophies into the structure of your company? You were telling me, for example, that there's a very narrow range in the salary grid with your company.
Exactly. I mean, the highest pay is only 2.5 times the lowest pay, which is by all standards extraordinary today.
Absolutely.
And I don't even get money myself because I don't want it. I don't need it. I mean, I have my own story. I don't want more money. So I started this company as a non-profit, first of all. Now we are registered. We couldn't be a non-profit anymore, but we share the profits with the workers. We try to do good things. People in my company, they are paid 13 months a year. They get holiday vouchers, they get restaurant vouchers, and they get a share of the profits at the end of the year, etc., etc. They are very happy to work with in my company. And
do you see the effects on their health and their own well-being and psychological welfare? You probably don't have people that quit very often. Low turnover, I guess.
That's right. They are happy to work here, and I don't mean all of them agree with my message, but with time working in the company, they start reading what I write, listening to my talks, my videos, and well, of course they have to, little by little they understand what I convey, my message, and they start to put it into practice, and maybe they would stop smoking or change their ways a little bit, and experience, of course, that this is the highway to health, really, not harming your body. Maitreya said in a wonderful little message, let's see if I have it here, he said one of the easiest ways to know me is to be honest in your mind, sincere in your spirit, and feed your body with right food and practice detachment. And these are four things.
Would you just repeat that slowly so that our people can, our listeners can hear each of those points? Ah,
yes.
We'll do
I'm reading that
on the other side.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So we will take a step back when we come back to one of Belknap's favorite teachings of Maitreya, and we'll talk about how his enterprise ties in with Maitreya's teachings. We have some very interesting tools to talk about, so stick with us, and we'll see you the other side.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Want to help humanity and the planet? Transmission meditation is a simple but powerful way for you and two or more friends to do just that and dramatically accelerate your own spiritual growth. You can read the book on transmission meditation, free online. Visit shareontheairradio.org for details. That's shareontheairradio.org. shareontheairradio.org.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Share on the Air Radio, and I'm here with my guest, Belknap Clavier from France, and we are talking about spiritual entrepreneurism and also a bit about the value of money, which is as a tool in Bernard's estimation. If you are interested, if you're new to the program and intrigued by what you are hearing about these principles and teachings of Maitreya, the emergent story of Maitreya and the Masters of Wisdom, we invite you to visit the website www.share, as in sharing, SHARE-international.org. I once again mention that there you will find a treasure chest of information. There are books there, videos, other resources, and some of those we'll be talking about very shortly with Bernard. Bernard, let's get back to our point from before the break. You were talking about one of the important teachings that's a favorite of yours from Maitreya's teaching. So let's just enumerate them again and talk a bit more about that.
Yes, Maitreya has outlined a number of very simple principles to realize the self. The self-realization, he says, is the result of being honest in your mind, sincere in your spirit, and practicing detachment. But I have a text where he adds, it's actually on the shareinternational.org website, where he adds, feeding your body with right food. And we could say feeding your mental body with the right food, your emotional body with the right food. The physical body, the mind, and the astral body, the body of the emotions, are vehicles through which we express, we live, we go through experiences, and we grow because we draw lessons from those experiences, and lesson after lesson, we grow in wisdom and love. So we have to take care of those tools, of those vehicles, the physical body, the mental body, and the emotional body. This is what it's all about. So being honest.
And what do you think that? Sorry, what do you think that Maitreya means by the right food?
Well, the right food, first of all, of course, is. Oh, so now we get into details. Of course, the right food for me. How should I put it? In my talks, I tell people, if you want to get healthy, stop buying food products. Buy foods. Food grows on trees, on the land, and food products grow in factories. You see the difference? Very simple, very simple. So if you go buy things like God has created them, has made them. Today you buy foods, they are packaged, they are in bottles, in cans, they are pasteurized, they are sterilized, they come under plastic, under all sorts of packaging. Well, these are just foodstuffs. The food that is given by our Creator for us to use looks like food. I mean, it's the carrots, the tomatoes, and fruit, and I am lucky personally, but most of us have access to food. I am lucky because I have fruit trees in my garden. I live in a rural area where I can go buy my vegetables directly from the producer. I believe the food that was designed for us can be called living foods. That is, mm-hmm. as much raw as possible in their pristine state. You know, just the way it's grown, either on the land or under the soil, like carrots, for instance, or on the trees, and as less transformed as possible. So the in French we have the three V's. V. Let's see if we can do that in English. Vegetable. Yeah, the same V. Végétarien. The second V is varied, varié, of course, mm-hmm. and the third V wouldn't apply here because in French we say vivant, which would be alive, living food. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Vegetable, vegetarian diet, varied diet, and living food. do not cook your food. I mean, we overcook everything now. And when you cook food, there's no more vitamins, there's no more energy, prana, there's hardly anything left in your food when you cook it. So that's one point. But it is not all. The body is only one of the vehicles for our soul to express itself and to grow incarnation after incarnation. So the physical body is just as important as the mental body and the emotional body. No more, but maybe no less, because we do so much harm to our physical body today that there is a lot of room for improvement. And Maitreya has shown us the way. Even the master Jwal Kul, in one of the Alice Bailey's books, said about 50 or 60 years ago, humanity nowadays is eating about four times much more than what would be necessary, you know, four times too much. That's a lot. Really, when you start fasting, you realize that your body needs so little. I mean, I've been eating once a day for the last 45 years of my life.
Wow.
Today, for instance, I had a tennis game in a tournament. I won. It was very hot. I hadn't taken any food since yesterday. Now in France, it's 10 o'clock at night, 10 p.m., 10:30 now. And I haven't eaten since yesterday nor drunk anything. And I feel full of... And I had this tournament, tennis game, in the afternoon. And I am full of energy, I tell you. And this is when people start skipping breakfast, for instance. I tell them, please, first thing to do, forget about breakfast. And people come back to me and they say, oh, my... This is such a discovery, because since I stopped having breakfast, I don't feel sleepy at 11 o'clock in the morning. And you see, you don't have energy when you eat. You have energy when you've eaten and when you've taken advantage of the nutrients of the food you've taken. And that's a long time after having had your meal, actually. You see, people, animals, when they've eaten, they go in a corner and sleep. Babies, when you say, come on, tete, when they're breastfed, they fell asleep. They have the breast in their mouth, you know, and they fall asleep, because when we eat, after, nature is sending us a clear message that we should rest. Animals, babies do that. They sleep after meals. And we would like to go working, and we would like to send our children to school after partaking a huge breakfast in the morning. That's nonsense. That's really the one of the roots of disease today. We eat too much, we eat too often, and we eat the wrong stuff. So once a day is a fantastic rhythm. I've been doing that for the last 45 years, and I encourage our listeners to just try it out, and they will see that it is already, it's plenty of food once a day in the evening, when I've done everything else, when my mind is rested, when I am quiet, I have my food in the evening.
That's a very interesting concept to most of our listeners, I'm sure. And yet, Belnal, you say that the goal of life is not to be healthy or to live a long life or anything like that, but really to know who and what we are. Let's talk about that.
Yes. And the masters are giving us they have been giving us for the last century. Well, it all started with Elena Blavatsky at the end of the 19th century, and then came all the books from by Alice Bailey, Elena Rorich, and nowadays we have this fantastic gift of books written by Benjamin Krem. I'd say they are more actual, in a more modern language, and much more accessible than all the previous books I mentioned. And this among those books, there is a little one. I don't know how much it cost in the United States or North America, but here it cost €2. That's about $2. And that's an amazing summary of all the basic concepts about life. Who are we? Where are we coming from? Where are we heading to? Why? When? What is life? What is evolution? What is death? What is karma? I mean, how can we live a life, a deeply fulfilled life, if we haven't started to know about ourselves? You know yourself, and you will know the universe and the gods. Huh? Yes.
Yeah. Before we go to break, I just want to fill in a bit of information for our listeners. Yes. This very small and interesting book, which is, I don't know, it's something like $3.50, $4 purchased through Terra Press or anyways, let me just say that this book, The Ageless Wisdom Teaching, is available for free on the website www.share-international.org. You go to the book section there, you will find all of Mr. Krem's 16 books. All of them are magnificent. They are just a treasure trove of information. But this little booklet, if you are new to your interest in psychology, in philosophy, in the ageless wisdom teachings themselves, this little book is priceless, and you can have it free on www.share-international.org. Come back for our last segment, and we will be talking more about this and other tools at your disposal to help in your spiritual journey. You're listening to Share on Air Radio. He is back on the other side.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Share International Magazine is unique in the world today. It draws connections that make sense between headline news and spiritual changes unfolding now on a global scale, and explains the forces driving those changes. It may be the message of hope you have been waiting for. Investigate for yourself at shareontheairradio.org. That's shareontheairradio.org. shareontheairradio.org.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here we are again. Cher on the air radio, my guest Bernard Clavier. And just before the break, we had begun talking about the ageless wisdom teachings. A little before, Bernard had mentioned that the master Dwal Kul, who is the Tibetan master, one of the great perfected masters of wisdom who is working very closely with the Lord Maitreya, dictated a series of books to Alice Bailey in about the 1920s through to the late 1940s. And there is very interesting information in those books. So that's something you may want to look at. Many of you will have heard of Helena Blavatsky, who was one of the first people to bring into modern parlance these ageless wisdom teachings, which have been being handed down from generation to generation for aeons, usually by oral tradition. But because of the quickening advancement of humanity in the last 100 years or so, the delivery of these teachings has been, first of all, accelerated and made much more broad through these three great exponents of the ageless wisdom teachings. So from a relatively guarded few esotericists who understood parts of the plan or for humanity or the actual concept of evolution, the laws of rebirth and reincarnation, the laws of cause and effect, more and more people are coming into contact with information on these topics, which are so beautifully and so briefly covered in this little booklet called The Ageless Wisdom Teachings. You have a summary there on Alice Bailey, on Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, and as the third great exponent, Benjamin Krem, plus all of these wonderful titles that Bernard mentioned. So that is one very great tool at your disposal, a fascinating life study, actually. Bernard, you were talking about the goal of life not to be healthy or live long, but really to know who and what we are. Could you please introduce to our listeners the prayer for the new age?
Oh, yeah, that's a big responsibility, Diana. It is an amazing prayer that Maitreya has given us or given the world not so long ago. I wouldn't say. Do you know when he's come out with that prayer? Maybe 10 years ago, 20? I don't know. And
something like that. It's fairly new.
Fairly new. And it's a type of new prayer where we don't only beg. I mean, not most people when they pray, they beg for something, you know, they pray for love, they pray for money, they pray for a job, they pray for something. Whereas in the prayer from the new age, it helps us to identify with the Godhead, because this is actually what we are. We are all sparks of the divine, like a drop of water is an individualization of the great sea or the great ocean, you see? So we are spark of the divine, and we have just forgotten our source. And the goal of life is to come back to this realization, to come back to the source, but enriched with all the experiences we will have done in this very, very long journey of our, many incarnations. Evolution, mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that it, prayer, it I mean, I wouldn't... It...
Go ahead, yes. Bernard. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, because... I wouldn't be able to tell you the prayer in English now, because I recite it in French myself.
Well, if we have time, it's fairly short. If we have time, I will recite it just as the program ends so that people can leave on that energy. But the point is that it is said that if this this prayer, this invocation, not a begging, but an invocation, a drawing to us, an understanding of the concepts involved. If this so prayer is said seriously every day, it is said that there will grow inside of us a realization of our true self. And this prayer, this invocation, has been specifically formulated for this new age, which is why it is called a prayer for the new age. We will be posting a link to this prayer on our Facebook page, so our listeners can go and just follow that link to the this prayer. It is also at the very end of this little booklet, The Ageless Wisdom Teachings, which is available free of charge. So you're more than welcome to check that out as a tool of self-conscious awareness to grow with. And of course, we can't leave the program without mentioning transmission meditation as another tool of growth and service, Belna. So I wanted to just make a quick mention of that. Transmission meditation is another activity that is being introduced now at the beginning of the New Age by the Masters of Wisdom. It was given to Benjamin Krem in the early 1970s. It's a group meditation because the age of Aquarius now dawning is an age of group consciousness also now dawning. So this transmission meditation is done in groups. It is extremely powerful. It requires no, and yet requires no particular expertise or belief system or anything like that. Through transmission meditation, we get to work directly with the Masters of Wisdom to help create in this world a pool of energy which they can then direct. The Masters can then direct to any highly scientifically decided area that they would like to boost at that time. So it may, of course, go into trying to alleviate world tension, but it can also go into great discoveries in science, medicine, education, etc. They know exactly where to direct these energies, but they offer us the opportunities to help step them down into the world. So once again, two things about that. I invite you to check out the archives for our program, Share on the Air Radio. And we have done shows on transmission before. In fact, one of my guests, Krista Perez, calls transmission meditation a gift from the gods. So as well as the prayer for the new age, transmission is a very, very worthwhile thing to consult. Belnal, do you have some last words from our listeners, for our listeners, some last advice?
Yes. Meditation is extremely important, of course. It's a way to get in touch with our soul again. But I would like to emphasize service as maybe equally important way to grow. And Sai Baba has put it in an amazing way when he said, "Hands that help are holier than lips that pray." Of course, we've seen that prayer is important. When Sai Baba says that, he really, and Maitreya has emphasized a lot, service. So I would like to encourage our listeners to find their line of service, their own line of service. We all have a field of activity where we feel that we are doing good to the world, and that helps us grow some. It's very rewarding to help other, and service for me is a base, one of the fundamentals of evolution.
Yes, of course, Maitreya has said, "Take your brother's need as the measure for your action, and save the world." It is central to his teaching. In fact, it's also central to the New Age. Mr. Krem has said so many times in his literature that In the New Age, it is no longer an age where you retire to a cloister and you know, pray in silence behind cloister walls for all of your life. The need for that energy that is collected, that is drawn in through the process of meditation, needs to then flow out into the world in the form of service, so that there is, as you talk about, a healthy balance. Bilnal, would you say?
Oh yes.
In human health.
Right. We all have to find a balance and learn about the laws of nature, reading the books by Alice Bailey and Benjamin Krem, trying to apply them in our daily lives. Be true to yourself, honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, respect your body, feeding it good food, natural food, living food. And same with your mind. Feed your mind the best food, and happiness and good life and health would be the spontaneous result of that.
So then, as Gandhi said, being the change that we want to see in the world is actually one way to accomplish that. And we have those keys in meditation and service. Bilnal, it's been wonderful having you today, and we thank you very, very much for being our guest.
Thank you for the invitation.
And to our listeners, you're welcome, Bilnal. And to our listeners, go to the links on the Facebook page, and there you will find an entree to the Prayer for the New Age, to transmission meditation, and to quite a lot.